and welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Make sure you go to SignGreenShow.com. That's SignGreenShow.com. Get the latest podcasts, videos, news. Also, follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, The Sign Green Show. First of all, I want to thank everybody that that kind of held out with me last week. I got bit by the flu bug, and I still try to get through the show. And I got through it. It was a little rough, but, you know, I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm going to bring in one of my good buddies, Russ Montague, owner of NerdBlock.com, ShirtPunch.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Now, it's been a month since the last time we talked, and it was a lot of good news that's coming out. Marvel, first of all, released pretty much every film they're going to release up until about 2018, and the list is extensive. You got Avengers Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Thor Ragnarok, the Black Panther, the Avengers, the Infinity War Part 1, Captain Marvel, the Inhumans, and Avengers Infinity War Part 2. And I got to get it from the source. Out of all those, which one surprised you, and which one are you can't wait to see?
Well, you know, I actually can't wait to see the Inhumans. I mean, I think that's my – I like something I've not really seen yet, and it just sounds cool. The title's cool. I'm just going on that, based on that alone. It sounds fun. It sounds like maybe another – it'll have that type of pop like Guardians of the Galaxy had. I'm most shocked about this giant plan that they've got. I mean, this extends out, you know, a decade from now, and it's just incredible that they've done this. They've just come out with this massive, from now until, you know, the next 10 years, this huge schedule of all these incredible movies, and you know it's just going to get better and better. So, for me, just as a whole, I'm just really shocked that they dropped it like this. I think this is so cool. This makes me just get so on board with Marvel and all their products.
Yeah, and one of the things that had people buzzing, too, is with the announcement of Captain America Civil War, is the fact that the X-Men and Spider-Man, which has been in control by Sony, they may be talks of having Spider-Man and X-Men actually being brought over to Marvel Studios, which is a great thing because Spider-Man, you know, in Civil War had a huge role in Civil War.
Well, I hope it happens because these different studios own different characters and yet they're all in the same universe. And of course, you know, the studios can't play together like that. So let's see what happens, you know. I mean, it's exciting to have all these sequels. I really dig the new stuff, though. I like the new characters we've not seen. So, for me, you know, it's great that there's a whole bunch more Guardians of the Galaxy, a whole bunch more Avengers. That's phenomenal. But I'm really digging the stuff that we've not seen. The new guys, the guys they've been sitting on for a while. Because they seem to do these characters right. You know, not everybody knows the backstories. Very few people know of them at all. And so they can kind of come out and really, in some ways, tell the story any way they want to. They don't have to live up to anything. And I think it just really, really gets people in the mood. I think that's what we saw with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. And also, even as far as we're talking about the big screen, and on the smaller screen, it seems like comic books are taking over on the small screen, too. On TV, you got Gotham, you got Flash, Arrow, and now Constantine, along with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I love. I also love Gotham. I thought I wasn't going to like it because I was thinking, like, hey, how can you do a story on Gotham and not have Batman? Even though I was a fan of the GCPD comic, and I instantly became a fan from the first episode of Gotham, did you get that same feeling when you actually watched Gotham or any other of these shows?
You know, I didn't. Gotham, I just couldn't sink into. I wanted so badly to, but I guess for me, it's a Batman TV show without Batman, and unfortunately, that's just the way I picked it up. So I didn't get into Gotham, and truth be told, I haven't even watched The Flash yet. We watched the first episode. It was phenomenal, and I've got the rest of them PVR'd, ready to go. So I'm digging that. Obviously, S.H.I.E.L.D. is great. There is a ton of superhero TV right now, and it's pretty cool, and I think the success of all of them is only going to push more like this. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see when the TV shows and the movies start to cross over with one another.
Yeah. We're talking with Russ Montague, owner of NerdBlock.com and SurePunch.com. You just wrapped up the Halloween season. Was Halloween good to Nerd Block and Horror Block?
Halloween is always great. Horror Block, exceptionally great. We've actually partnered up with the TV show Hannibal. And so we've got some exclusive Hannibal merchandise in our Horror Block, which is great. You know, we're huge fans of the show. It's actually filmed out here in Toronto near us. So we've got to go on set and meet everyone from Lawrence Fishburne to Mads Mikkelsen. And it's just been an amazing experience. So we actually create a lot of their merchandise, and for Horror Block this month, if you sign up, you'll get some exclusive Hannibal merchandise. So that's one really cool thing. But I'm really excited to talk about Nerd Block this month. We've actually teamed up with Bruce Campbell himself, which is just unbelievable. So everybody who gets a Nerd Block this month has a 1 in 7 chance of getting an actual Bruce Campbell autograph. He sat down and signed tens upon tens of thousands of autographs for us, and he's going to be working with us again later in the year. He's actually going to be selecting the contents of a block.
Oh, wow. And as far as Christmas is coming up. Are you gearing up anything special for Christmas?
Absolutely. We've got some good Black Friday sales coming on, both on Shirt Punch and on Nerd Block, as well as Cyber Monday sales. And then we've got some huge celebrity announcements that we're going to be working with. And next time you and I chat, I will be able to tell you all about this. We've got in December for Nerd Block, we're working with two pretty big celebrities, and you get a guaranteed autograph in each box. So it's going to be an awesome month to be a subscriber. And that's kind of our holiday gift to all of our fans.
Great. And also, we haven't really talked a lot about an arcade block, which is one of my favorite blocks right there. What new do we have there?
Arcade Block is on fire. It is amazing. It is easily one of our most popular blocks. It just shot right to the top. So, you know, because of that, a lot of studios have been coming out, and we're working with them directly. We're working pretty heavily with Valve this month, which is great. I've been I'm a huge Half-Life fan myself, and Counter-Strike and Portal. So it's great to be working with them directly. And then, you know, we've got some pretty big surprises for next month. It's just a good season. You know, there's good video games coming out right now, and we've got a lot of really cool items in the arcade block.
All right, and there you have it. Russ Montague, owner, overall geek guru, nerdblock.com, surpunch.com. Make sure you check out Horror Block, Nerd Block Jr., Nerd Block Junior Girls. Make sure you check out the Arcade Block and Nerd Block Classic. Make sure you check all that stuff out. Check it out. It's definitely worth going to. Russ Montague, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, man.
And we'll be back right after this.